Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week we were talking about goulash, that long simmering kettle full of simmering goodness. And everybody has recipes for favorite winter stews, and most of us are always keeping our eyes open for little tips on how to improve them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we've invited longtime friend of the show, Liz Nuttall, to come on and tell us how the creative application of oils and vinegars can make a huge difference. Liz, glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's always nice to have you. And so tell us about oil.
Well, everybody sort of knows me for olive oil, but there are lots of other oils out
sure.
there. There's a roasted sesame oil, which is great. It adds a lot of flavor. It
goes
a long way.
That stuff's very intense.
It is.
Al, you've cooked with that, right?
I just made a dish, Liz, with Brussels sprouts and leeks. Simmered in chicken broth, and it was okay, but the addition of just a couple drops of sesame oil, amazing.
And there's some good quality product out there.
There are. You just have to make sure that it's the real stuff.
In general, right? I mean, isn't that an oil issue in general?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're unfortunately, fraud is rampant in the oil world, there's no doubt.
Liz, some other types of oils, are they from nuts, I guess?
All oils are from nuts or seeds. Except olive oil,
right.
which is
right.
from a fruit.
It's a fruit oil.
I love almond oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to use with green beans, with peas. It gives it that sort of almond
just,
bean
again,
flavor.
To be clear, these are not infused oils.
No, these are
literally
true
from
oils.
The almond.
Absolutely.
Or I love pumpkin seed oil.
Yes.
Yeah, and so literally, and they have that flavor of from which they come.
And if you finish a soup with a little pumpkin seed oil,
sure.
it doesn't take a lot.
No.
It's delicious.
Right. And it has a beautiful gold, like dark brown color almost. I love that oil as a finishing oil for many things.
Can you get relatively small bottles of this to keep around for a while?
You can, because it doesn't last a long time. So
right.
you don't want to buy a big bottle of sesame oil. You want to be just a little bottle.
Petite. Right.
How about some of the vinegars that people can use this time of year? I know that I like to just put a dollop of balsamic vinegar in a stew, and it just changes everything.
It does, and you can use it at the end of making a winter squash. If you roast a winter squash, you can drizzle just a bit of it at the end. It'll sweeten it up. A lot of times this time of the year, vegetables don't have a lot of flavor.
Mm.
So just that little bit of sweetness.
Sure. And we do love sweet things.
We do.
I mean, I think that balsamic, like syrup or the glaze that people buy, that's a little bit extreme for me. Mm. But a touch of that sweetness is always nice for many, many dishes.
Do we want to be careful about what we buy as balsamic vinegar?
We do. You want to try and make sure it's from Modena, Italy, or Reggiano, Italy. Those are really the only two places that produce pure balsamic vinegar. Otherwise, it can be adulterated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the inexpensive stuff you get is sort of a ad hoc version of the real product. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that's legit, that tastes good, but may not be exactly balsamic.
Is there anyone that checks on the quality of oils and vinegars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's guys who do studies all the time. They publish them, as a matter of fact. There's some olive oil things that go on all the time where it's probably the biggest source of fraud is that type of stuff.
Well, who does well?
Sorry. Well, Pompeian, our local guys, always fare well in those.
They're really?
Always great 100% extra virgin olive oil. So that's a brand that you can always feel comfortable buying.
That's cool. Well, Liz, thank you so much. Happy winter stew making.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.